Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Countdown to Carnival Live. You take it on
the run, baby. We are Lady Antebellum.
Here.
Hi, I'm Martina McBride.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting high above the Empire State Building in New York City, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today on Cruise Radio. Don't forget, we have an app. You can find it. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store. Hanging out with Craig Zabransky. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Doug? Welcome back to New York.
Yeah, absolutely. And very, very cold here today.
Yes, it is cold. There's some snow on the ground. It's definitely winter all the way.
I gotta say, okay, so I'm from Florida. And I was stepped off a curb, and I like thought there was a pile of snow that was ice. It was all powder, and I went from my foot to my thigh in snow. So I guess stupid me from being a Floridian and having no clue what you go through every day, because you live here.
Yeah, I do, and it's never, like, this is an abnormality. I mean, this snow, I mean, people say it's 12 inches. I haven't seen it anywhere, but apparently you found it maybe even deeper if you got up to your thigh.
So we are here for the big Carnival Cruise Lines Carnival Live announcement, which is it has to do with Carnival's concert series they're bringing at sea. You just heard the announcement. What did you think of it?
Actually, I thought it's amazing. I really think, like, live concerts, who doesn't want to see a live concert? It's something that we do when we're a teenager all the way through the rest of our lives. It's bands that we want to see, music that changes our life. It's a great asset to any cruise line. Carnival's on it. It's great.
Our first guest here on Cruise Radio is no stranger to Cruise Radio because he's been on here like a million times. He's the senior cruise director with Carnival Cruise Lines, Mr. John Heald. Welcome to the show, man.
How you doing? Hey, forget about it. You forget about it. How you doing?
You fit right in here, man.
Yeah, really. Guy's cold, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Are you from here?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, you are? I don't know where you're based.
This is bitter cold to me. Yeah. And, well, you're from UK, so
yeah,
you're used to this, right?
I am used to it, but even so, it was cold. But what a great afternoon. I mean, everybody had a great time. And, wow, Jennifer was extraordinary.
Another notch in your entertainment belt, huh?
Yeah, I can now say that it's a huge day for me. I can say on my resume that you interviewed me in the cutting room.
There you go.
That's what you meant, right?
And that'll get you very far.
That's right. He's just standing there taking pictures.
Take a photo.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so how did this this whole partnership thing come about?
Well, you know, the guys have been working hard on this over the last couple of months, and it's actually happened very quickly. Mm-hmm. Working with CAA, we really wanted to do something where, again, we give people a choice to come on board and after a day in the sun, enjoying the port of call, to come back after dinner and say, you know what, tonight I'm not going to go to the comedy club. I'm not going to go back out in port. I'm going to go and sit in the main showroom and listen to Foreigner or Jennifer Hudson or Olivia Newton-John. Why don't you wear the leather pants?
I'm sure she will.
That was
just for you.
I want to speak to her and tell her I love her, but she was in the worst ending to any movie ever with the flying car.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, but
anyway,
it happened.
So, no, I mean, I think it's just another brilliant choice we're giving the guests.
So could you clarify? So the artists are actually going to stay in the port and do a couple of different ships per week.
Yeah.
How is this going to work?
So what's going to happen is they'll come on board early in the morning. They'll do their rehearsal. They will do their sound checks. Come back on in the evening, and we will have them perform. The ship has been extended to a 1 a.m. in Cozumel in Nassau. Cool. So 12:30 back on board for the guests. And then they come back off, stay the night. We'll put them up in a motel, Número 6 or
something.
In Cozumel,
yeah.
You know, Las Cucaracha or somewhere. And then they'll come on board and do the same again the next day on another ship.
Are these going to be outdoor concerts or in the main theater?
No, we thought about outdoor, but the logistics are really difficult. It's very hot, and we can get more people seated in the main showroom.
Are there any fees associated or costs with these shows?
Yeah, I mean, the guests have a fee to pay. It's very, very small, $20. To see a band like this or a performer like this is nothing. It's step one. Step two, I've given Jerry my list already.
Right, okay. Good.
Yeah, Dire Straits, I want Deep Purple, Jethro Tull, and Megan Fox.
Of course you do.
Well, even though she can't sing, but it'll be a great concert.
Yeah, just to walk across the stage.
Yeah, just that's all she has to do. But I think it's going to be a huge addition to the many choices we're doing.
And they mentioned an autograph session during the big reveal today. Is that for everyone who buys a ticket will get an autograph and a photo? How does that work?
No, obviously with probably, let's say, 800, 1,000 people attending,
yeah, exactly.
We can't do that. So there'll be a very small group of tickets, which cost a little bit more, approximately $100. They'll get front row seating and then a one-on-one with the performer afterwards.
Rock on. John Hill, Senior Cruise Director with Carnival Cruise Lines. Always good seeing you, man.
You too. I hope we'll see you soon. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners. And can I say congratulations on the show? It's really, really going well for you. And I'm
Five years this year.
5 years this year. You are... I forgot my line. What did you tell me to say? Brilliant. Got it now. Found the piece of paper. No, seriously.
Somebody pay John.
Yeah, I'm gone. Cheers, mate. Thank you,
man. I appreciate it.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
So glad I caught you, Jerry Cahill, because I know you're auditioning for Jersey Boys tonight, so it's good to see you, man.
You always show up. So what do you think?
Dude, you're always one-upping yourself. Kansas, Chicago, Martina, Jennifer Hudson, how are you doing this?
I don't know. I think I've actually lost my mind. Financially, I've definitely lost my mind. But you know what? I mean, you know, you and I have talked a lot of times. And we're always talking about the product, right? We're always talking about trying to amp up the experience.
Right.
This is just another attempt to do that. And there's more to come here. This is actually phase one of a bigger project. So you're going to have to wait and see.
Well, I mean, you have some real rock stars on your hands. You have country rock, you have rock, you have adult contemporary. Obviously, the passengers want more music.
There's no question the passengers love me. You've been on the ship, man. You walk around at night. When you go into a place that has great music, right, and a great band, the place is rocking. The guests love it. It's fantastic. I mean, there's nothing people love more than being with music, especially music they like and they know, right? It really gets her. You know, I'm an old guy, right? We know that. Given. But what resonates with me is the music I grew up with. And I remember, you know, it brings back memories when I was dating my wife, for God's sake. You know, it's great. It's fantastic. There's nothing but good about it.
How did this partnership come about with the CAA?
You know, we started bouncing around this idea early part of last year. And we, you know, because we sit down all the time and we're always talking about what new product, what new experiences should we put on the ship.
Right.
And somebody tossed us out and we all loved it immediately. Said,
oh yeah.
That's really pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So that's where we're rolling.
Very good. President and CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, Jerry Cahill, man. God bless you. Always a pleasure seeing you.
Good to see you, Doug. Stay out of trouble, all right?
Chief Marketing Officer for Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barra. What's up, man?
Lovely, snowy New York City, but really fun to be here, and we just had an amazing event, so it was great.
You're from what, Kansas City, St. Louis? Where are you from?
Originally from Minneapolis. So this is pretty close to what I grew up in, but I don't miss it living down in Miami these days.
Why am I thinking, because you know barbecue, that's why. You were a barbecue connoisseur, and I think St. Louis and all that, that whole area.
I lived in St. Louis and Texas, and have had barbecue throughout the country, but not much barbecue in Miami these days.
Yeah, totally. So 15 or so artists here for Carnival Live.
Yep.
You're pulling off one hell of an event here, man.
Yeah, so we started working on this idea of Carnival Live in the summer, and what we really wanted to do was bring incredible live music to our Carnival fleet. And so what we've done is we've announced at least this first phase where we've got about 50 shows, 15 different artists, all name brands, Grammy Award winning. We just had Jennifer Hudson here in New York performing, mm-hmm. who's one of the artists. We have Lady Antebellum, REO Speedwagon, Styx, the list goes on and on. And the whole idea is we all love live music, and live music is a key part of what makes a cruise vacation so fun and memorable. And let's amp that up and bring more music, more acts to more ships. And that's what Carnival Live is all about.
Someone was sailing on Carnival Breeze this coming May, and they were asking, how will we know if an artist is going to be on our ship? How are we going to find out?
Yeah, so all the dates are published on our website, and we're trying to rotate different ships through Nassau, Cozumel, and Catalina. We're looking to add dates as we go forward, but on carnival.com you can see the full list of artists and the full list of dates.
And that's live right now?
That is live. It's going up right as we speak. Yep.
Very cool. Are you launching any big digital campaigns or anything like this to get the word out on Carnival Live?
It's a great question. So we're doing a lot of social media today, and as we start to have the shows themselves, we'll be publishing that out. And then we're going to have a lot of digital advertising, some radio advertising, and then just making sure that throughout all of our marketing, we start to play up the fact that we're working with all these incredible artists, and you have the chance to see them if you cruise with Carnival.
Over a dozen amazing artists. Do you have a favorite out of all of them?
Yeah, I think Lady Antebellum would probably be my favorite.
Me too.
But Jennifer Hudson was amazing. Yeah. I could not believe the quality of her voice. Seeing her with a couple hundred people was pretty special.
Chief Marketing Officer for Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barra. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for coming out and braving the weather.
So we're hanging out here in New York City in the cutting room. It is the cutting room, right?
It is the cutting room.
And where are we actually?
Actually, you know what? The name of the neighborhood, I probably wouldn't know, but we're on 32 in Madison.
Okay. So I guess I should mention that I'm hanging out here with Craig Zabransky from StayAdventurous.com. Before we talk about this big event, dude, I got to tell you, I have your sunset calendar on my wall.
I appreciate the fact that you have it up on the wall and do that every day. It's great. I mean, sunsets, as you know, Doug, are a huge part of what I do at StayAdventurous.com with Sunset Sunday, and I love taking one, and I'm really excited that you really enjoy the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll give more shameless plugs after the interview's over, but what do you think about this big event, man? This is a pretty big 15 Grammy Award-winning, Country Music Award-winning, Country Rock AC. Carnival's really running the board here.
I really think it's great. I mean, I think it's great that they do live concerts and that they're going to bring in some top artists. When they mentioned Act One, I was excited too, because I was on a cruise recently. I thought the band was good, but the fact that they're going to start really getting great bands and really work on that and make it in a point, because what the one guy said I thought was a bit like, oh, because you're going to be there with your daughter, and then your daughter's going to remember it 40 years later. I'm like, that's a bit cheesy in a sense, but it's also very true, and I thought it was very good, because you do remember music. It's such an integral part of any part of your life, so why not make it a part of vacation? Carnival's onto something.
When he first said that, I was thinking of it just being acoustic, like a kind of an intimate performance, but it turns out it's full band.
The intimate factor is because obviously cruise ships, even though they're huge, and I'm learning the size each and every time that I've been on one, it's magnified, but it's definitely like the stadium is not going to be like an arena. It's going to be intimate. And if you get an up-close seat, you're going to really have an amazing, amazing experience.
Well, and I just got off of the country cruise, and the ship I was on, the theater only sat between 800 to 1,000 people. So, you know, if you buy a show in Jacksonville and you pay $89 or whatever for a ticket, you're one of 16,000.
Right.
You're only one of 800 to 1,000 with Carnival.
Right, and there's only 800 seats you probably want in that 16,000 seat arena. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the seats you want, and they're all on a cruise ship. I mean, it's going to be a great time. I mean, I would definitely take it. And some of the bands are great. Some of them I'm kind of like, oh, it's different music than probably what I would love. But, I mean, they did come up with some variety, I thought. And I think it'll be, you know, it'll be a great asset to this cruise line.
And we're talking about bands like Kansas, Gavin McGraw, Jewel, Lady Antebellum, Chicago, Styx,
REO
Speedwagon. A lot of these folks that...
I saw on the Twitter feed, everyone was loving the Daughtry aspect of it. I mean, I think he might have got the most play. And of course, let's not forget Jennifer Hudson. She brought
she
the house.
She rocked it. Yeah.
She really did. I mean, and I'm not going to say that I know her music. I own her CDs and I listen to her every day. But I'm going to say, like... I'm going to take a listen and maybe buy something, especially one night, like, one night only. Was that, that was the solos and the whole aspect, that really, I mean, I felt emotional. It was an intimate setting here, and it was amazing.
Well, I'm just going to say this because you live here in Manhattan in Midtown, and you see artists, you see actors and everything all the time. What do you think about this with these artists teaming up with the cruise line?
You know what I really like about it? What Jennifer Hudson said. It's like she started on a cruise, and she's excited to be back. And I think, like, some of the other bands, and I'm not sure where they are in their careers, but they're probably excited about being a part of this. And I would hope if it resonates the same with the different artists, that's amazing because they get to rock it out and stay in a port of call and be on vacation. Yeah. It's really not a bad gig for them. And I really think that they'll be able to really deliver a concert, especially if the passengers want it. I think it's a great asset. And to add on, I mean, one of the things that I really liked about the announcement was, suppose, all right, so I'm a Jewel fan, perhaps, or some of the other artists, I'll definitely see the concert, but suppose I didn't, or suppose I could actually go see a sunset. One of the things that on a cruise ship that I'm always not a fan of, and I really appreciate, is when we have those late departures, because I get to watch a sunset on the beach somewhere with the locals in a local setting. And with these, I know the artists aren't staying on the ship, so they have late departures because they're going to stay in port and go ship after ship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great for people to, like, actually party on shore as well and not miss a boat. You know, it's a good idea.
Craig, where can we find your work, man?
You can find it at www.stayadventurous.com.
And you are so like 1990. www. Dot. Who says that anymore?
I don't know.
Why don't you throw in the HTTP and all that as well?
Because I never know if it's a backslash or the forward slash. I don't really understand.
Colon, semicolon.
I'm always confused on that whole thing. But
Craig, always good seeing you, man. And thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
And Doug, thanks for having me back on again. And it's good to see you back in New York.
Hanging out here with Mark Tamis, Senior Vice President of Guest Operations for Carnival Cruise Lines. Dude, you're putting on one heck of a shindig, man.
Thank you. Welcome to Carnival Live. This is a great way to kick it off. Jennifer Hudson in the house, the first lady of Carnival Live on the Carnival Live stage. We're really excited to bring this to the ships.
How did all this come about? Because I've talked to Mr. Cahill, I've talked to John Heald, but we all know you're the brains behind this. So how did you pull this off? This is pretty big. 15 artists.
Yeah, they're all award winning. And it's amazing because this was really, over the last couple of months, really thinking about what's next for entertainment. And it was an obvious choice that it had to be about music. Live music was an obvious area for us. And then we went and talked to our guests. We asked them, what is their favorite type of music? They told us. We said, in that genre, what's your favorite band? They told us. We went out. We hired those bands, and they're going to be on our ships.
Wow. And these are some high-caliber artists and some high-caliber talent, too. And one thing I did not catch, though, is there going to be a fee associated with seeing these artists?
You know, everything we do at Carnival Cruise Lines, it's about fun, memorable vacations, but at a great value. So there is a fee. It's a great value. Depending upon the artist, it's between $20 and $40 for a concert ticket.
You still can't beat that.
You can't beat it. Yeah. The venues are between 800 and 1,200 seats. You even have an option for a VIP ticket, which is between 100 and 150, depending upon the artist. That gets you in early. You meet the artist. You get a photo with the artist, and you sit in the first three rows.
Nice. Yeah, because I saw Martina McBride, who's on your lineup, last year in St. Augustine, Florida, and her ticket was $89. So that's a great deal.
Yeah, Martina's $20, and she's worth every penny. She's fantastic.
Senior VP of Guest Operations for Carnival, Mark, great seeing you, man.
Nice to see you, too. Great to be here.
So, Craig, it's time to pack up and go. What did you think of this big event, man?
I thought it's great. I mean, one, I love that Carnival comes to New York. I'm not going to lie. It's always great to be here for that. But I also, I mean, I thought that the event really was something special. I mean, in an intimate setting, Jennifer Hudson took the house down. I know I mentioned it before when we talked. Like, the concert was amazing. And if that kind of setting could be replicated on a cruise ship, I mean, that's something that I would want to partake in.
I got to tell you, I'm super jealous of you because you actually live here in Midtown Manhattan, like we said earlier. But you could walk to the cruise pier from your house. Like, you could pretty much see the cruise pier from your high rise in Midtown.
Actually, I wish it was a high-rise, thank you very much. A penthouse suite, of course, but it's not quite like that, but I can actually walk to the cruise, and like, it actually is like, if I had a bucket list of items, one of the things I'd love to do would be to grab a suitcase, roll down the street, and go directly on a cruise ship, especially on a day like today. If I could get out of port today and head down to the Caribbean, it would be nice.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com mobile studios here in Midtown Manhattan at the Cutting Room, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. For advertising opportunities, email sales at CruiseRadio.net. I'm your announcer.
Cruise Radio is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/travel show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from, delivered straight to your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/travel show.